Salam dear listeners and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu and today we have a beautiful bhajan where we adore Bhagwan as Rama as well as Krishna. So this is a bhajan which has very beautiful phrases and this was sung in the early years in Prashantilayam, the 60s and 70s. So this is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
ರವಿ ಕುಲ ಮಂಡನ ರಾಜೀವಲೋಚನ ರಾಘವ.
So in the next 45 minutes we are going to learn this bhajan. It has four lines and before we get on with the tune, let's get familiar with the lyrics and then like in every episode of this program we will learn the raga of the bhajan, the beat of the bhajan, and then we'll take every phrase and try to understand what this bhajan conveys to us. So let's begin with the lyrics.
Ravikula Mandana Rajiva Lochana Raghava Vasudeva Nandana Bandha Vimochana Vasudeva Karuna Niketana Krishna Janardana Keshava ಶ್ರೀಮಧುಸೂದನ ಮುರಳೀಮೋಹನ ಮಾಧವ. ದಿಸ್ ಭಜನ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಸಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಕೇಲ್ ಎಫ್ ಪಂಚಮ್.
ಸೊ ನೌ ದಟ್ ಯು ನೋ ದ ಫ್ರೇಸಸ್ ದಟ್ ಮೇಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಭಜನ್, let's move on to the most interesting part of learning how to sing this bhajan. So as you listen to every line of this bhajan being sung slowly without any musical accompaniments, please listen and join in, sing, and slowly one day you will be able to offer this bhajan to Bhagwan without any flaws and in full devotion and bhava.
ರವಿಕುಲ ಮಂಡನ ರಾಜೀವಲೋಚನ ರಾಘವ. ರವಿಕುಲ ಮಂಡನ ರಾಜೀವಲೋಚನ ರಾಘವ. ರವಿಕುಲ ಮಂಡನ ರಾಜೀವಲೋಚನ ರಾಘವ. ರವಿಕುಲ ಮಂಡನ ರಾಜೀವಲೋಚನ ರಾಘವ. ವಸುದೇವ ನಂದನ ಬಂಧ ವಿಮೋಚನ ವಾಸುದೇವ. 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 ರವಿಕುಲ ಮಂಡನ ರಾಜೀವಲೋಚನ ರಾಘವ.
ರವಿಕುಲ ಮಂಡನ ರಾಜೀವಲೋಚನ ರಾಘವ.
ಕರುಣ ನಿಕೇತನ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜನಾರ್ದನ ಕೇಶವ.
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 ಶ್ರೀಮಧುಸೂದನ ಮುರಳಿ ಮೋಹನ ಮಾಧವ.
ಶ್ರೀಮಧುಸೂದನ ಮುರಳಿ ಮೋಹನ ಮಾಧವ.
ಶ್ರೀಮಧುಸೂದನ ಮುರಳಿ ಮೋಹನ ಮಾಧವ.
ಶ್ರೀಮಧುಸೂದನ ಮುರಳಿ ಮೋಹನ ಮಾಧವ.
ರವಿಕುಲ ಮಂಡನ ರಾಜೀವಲೋಚನ Raghava.
So this is the beautiful bhajan. We adore the Lord as Rama, as Krishna, and it flows like a seamless stream. Really so nice to bring this bhajan back from the olden golden sands of time. So Brother Anirudh, looks like this is based on a simple raga, isn't it?
Saram Vishu?
Saram.
Absolutely. This is based on raga Shankaravaranam. All the notes are shuddh and we call it Bilaval in the Hindustani classical music. Probably by listening to the tune of the bhajan itself, it is so simple.
Yes.
And it reminded of many other simple bhajans in the similar tune. Some bhajans which come to my mind are
Jaya Rama Raghu Rama Ranadhira Sukumara Jaya Rama Raghu Rama Bhajamana Krishna Gopal Bhaj Krishna Gopal Bhajo Manare Hare Ram Hare Ram Hare Ram Krishna Hare Ram.
So there are many bhajans which are based on the main raga Shankaravaranam and then maybe tweak around the notes too.
Yeah, maybe in some bhajans you have just one note. Maybe
like the Hare Ram has Mukunda Madhava. It goes to the minor and then comes to. Whereas this bhajan is concerned, it is all lines are in Shankaravaranam, all notes are shuddh. And the lyrics are also so beautifully composed. Each word is rhyming.
Yes.
In the sense, Ravikula Mandana Rajivalochana Raghava.
Yes.
Vasudeva Nandana Bandhavimochana Vasudeva. Karuna Niketana Krishna Janardana Keshava.
Yes.
Shri Madhusudana Murali Mohana Madhava.
Yes.
In fact, there is a confusion in the lyrics. Since I have heard this bhajan from some other source where the lyrics was found to be or sung it as Ravikula Mandana Rajalochana Raghava, Vasudeva Nandana Bandhavimochana Keshava, then Karuna Niketana Krishna Janardana Yadava.
Yes, yeah, we have heard that version.
Yes. So, but this is from the original composer and this is the original lyrics of the bhajan, wherein the composer clarifies that Vasudeva Nandana Bandhavimochana Vasudeva. So the Vasudeva and Vasudeva are fit into the composition.
Yes.
With the purpose of this rhyme.
Yeah.
And Karuna Ketana Ka, it starts in Ka. Krishna Janardana, again Ka. Keshava, not yes. Yadava there.
Yes.
And Shri Madhusudana, which is Ma. Murali Mohana Ma, Madhava. So it is done with the purpose, that
yes.
rhyme.
Yes.
And
it has its own beauty when
yes,
you have
yes.
the lyrics in your rhymings so lovely, in a lovely manner.
Yes, it adds a lot of color and as you said, it adds a lot of beauty to the whole bhajan. When you sing with such simple tune, it's like the tune of a nursery rhyme.
Yeah.
Something like that, so that you can call out to Lord very easily.
Yes.
There is no complicated variations or curves in the
yes.
in this bhajan. It's just straightforward.
I think, you know, I don't know if it is the right example, but what comes to mind is like, jingle bell, jingle
yes.
bell. No, it's like yes. that kind of a tune, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
In fact, one more song comes to mind, which is many times it has been sung by our primary school children.
Oh, okay.
And it also flows in a similar manner.
Okay.
Teri hai zameen, tera asma, tu bada meherban, tu bakhshish kar, sabhi ka hai tu, sabhi tere, khuda mere, tu bakhshish kar. Teri hai zameen, tera asma, tu bada meherban, tu bakhshish kar.
Wow, very nice song.
Anyway, I think there are any number of such sweet melodies
yes.
in this raga. So we'll go to the swaras?
Yes, so let's do the swaras for each line. the first line.
Ravi kula mandana rajivalochana raghava sa 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 pa sa sari ga ga pa ma ga ri sari sari sa sa
3 4
sa 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 pa sa sari ga ga pa ma ga ri sari sari sa sa vasudeva nandana bandha vimochana vasudeva mama mari mama mama pa 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 mama mama pa pa ma ga ga
2 3 4
mama mari mama mama pa 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 mama mama pa pa ma ga ga ravi kula mandana rajivalochana raghava sa 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 pa sa sari ga ga pa ma ga ri sari sari sa sa
1 2 3 4
sa 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 pa sa sari ga ga pa ma ga ri sari sari sa sa karuna niketana krishna janardana keshava gamada madada da padani sanida pa pa pada gamapa
1 2 3 4
gamada madada da padani sanida pa pa pada gamapa shri madhusudana murali mohana madhava padada pamagari ri 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 ga magari sari sasa
1 2 3 4
padada pamagari ri 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 ga magari sari sasa
of course if you sing it little fast the swaras seem like tongue twisters
even the wordings so we yes. can start in a optimum speed so that yes. we are comfortable with the lyrics because yes. finally the lyrics have to be clear for
correct
the devotees to follow easily and then in the second speed of course the tempo increases so we'll have a demo of the proper speed of the bhajan
yeah and this is the regular 8 beat isn't it
yes the bhajan is an 8 beat aadhe talam aur kaherva one 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4
ravi kula mandana rajivalochana raghava ravi kula mandana rajivalochana raghava vasudeva nandana bandha vimochana vasudeva vasudeva nandana bandha vimochana vasudeva ravi kula mandana rajivalochana raghava ravi kula mandana rajivalochana raghava
and actually you can sing it pretty fast in the second speed of the bhajan isn't it it lends itself to
yes
faster
because
pace.
The tune and the bhajan is so simple
simple yes
probably we can practice the wordings as you said if it is sounding like tongue twister then yeah. probably we can practice it one or two times and then
yes.
get used to the lyrics
yes.
then probably sing it in a higher speed
yes beautiful so one more lovely addition to our RDSI vintage bhajan series and a simple one like many that we have seen in the past thank you so much Anirudh and Arvind sir
thank you Vishu
thank you Vishu sai ram
sai ram so let's now spend some time trying to understand what every phrase of this bhajan means we begin with the first line
ravi kula mandana rajivalochana raghava
ravi means sun Kula is lineage. So Ravikula Mandana. Mandana means adorning or being an adornment too. So Ravikula Mandana refers to Lord Rama, who shines as the crest jewel of the solar dynasty in which he was born. The dynasty was also called as Ikshvaku dynasty. Rajiva means lotus. Lochana is eyes. So Rajiva Lochana means the one who is the lotus-eyed one. In fact, in many earlier episodes of this program, we have explained how every limb of the avatar, every limb of the divine is always compared to the lotus, because lotus is one such flower in nature's creation where nothing sticks to it. Lotus is born out of water, but water does not stay on it. The moment a drop of water falls in the lotus, it rolls down, cleaning the lotus, taking along with it all the dirt. So lotus is something which is born of this world, but is not touched by this world. And that is what every avatar is all about. The avatar takes birth in this world. The divine comes down in a human form on earth, but nothing of earth touches the avatar. He always is beyond the world. And that is one of the reasons why all the limbs of the Lord, be it the eyes, be it the Lord's heart, be it the hands, be it the feet, everything is compared to the lotus. Raghava means descendant of Raghu. Here Raghu refers to Emperor Raghu, the great grandfather of Lord Rama. Bhagwan has himself written in the Ramkatha Rasavahini about the sterling qualities of Emperor Raghu. Bhagwan says, though young Emperor Raghu was rich in virtue, he made his subjects happy and contented. He won over the wicked kings by peaceful means, and he was a fine and able administrator. So because he was such a virtuous king, the dynasty is often referred to as the dynasty that belongs to Raghu. And Raghava is one who is a descendant of this famous dynasty which had Raghu as its ancestor. So in this line, we refer to the Lord being the one of the solar dynasty. We are basically referring to the Lord as sun, and we are referring to the Lord as lotus. That is the beauty of this first line. Ravi Kula Mandana Rajiva Lochana. You know, you have the rhyming there, Ravi and Rajiva. And we are referring in one sense to the Lord, who is the best of the creation. He is the sun, he is the lotus, and he belongs to the best of lineages when he took birth in a human form. Let's move on to the next line.
Vasudeva Nandana Bandha Vimochana Vasudeva.
Vasudeva refers to the father of Lord Krishna. Nandana means son. So Krishna is referred to as Vasudeva Nandana. Bandha is bond. Vimochana means to liberate. Vasudeva is another name of Lord Krishna. It is a name that occurs in the sacred Vishnu Sahasranamam, and it means he who pervades. Vasu is derived from Vas, which means to reside or to envelop. So the Lord is Vasu because he lives in the world enveloping it, because the whole world lives within him. He covers the entire creation. He is Deva because he shines. Of course, Lord Krishna is called as Vasudeva also because he is the son of Vasudeva. Another meaning of this name, his name is the deity who is adored by his devotees. He is called Vasudeva also because we are referring to the one who lives in everything and who is the one who makes everything go around. So there are so many meanings. Sanskrit is such a profound language that every word has scores of meanings. In fact, a simple word like elephant has 4,000 synonyms. So that is how rich Sanskrit is, and every word has so many meanings to it. So when we say that Lord is called as Vasudeva, there are so many meanings He is the one who is adored by devotees. He is the one who is pervades the entire universe. He is the one who is the son of Vasudeva, and so on. So in this line, again, if you go deeper and deeper, you will find so many meanings. Bandha Vimochana means the one who removes all our bonds, the one who liberates us, so one who pervades everything and the one who liberates everything. So that is how profound this line is. Vasudeva Nandana Bandha Vimochana Vasudeva. Again, you have the beautiful play of words, beautiful rhyming of Vasudeva Vimochana Vasudeva, and so on. Let's move on to the next line.
Karuna Niketana Krishna Janardana Keshava.
Karuna means compassion, Niketana means abode. So he is the one who is the embodiment of compassion. Janardana is also a name of Lord Krishna. It occurs as the 128th name in the sacred Vishnu Sahasranamam. Again, Janardana has many meanings. One meaning is that it refers to the one who destroys the wicked. The second meaning is he is the one who protects people from the wicked. And the third is Janardana is one who is approached by devotees for their wishes. Jana is people. Janardana is one who takes care of the wishes of his devotees. The other word that comes in this line is Keshava. Now, one meaning of Keshava is one who destroys troubles or klesha. He is also called as Keshava because he annihilated the demon Kesi. Keshava also means the one who has lovely locks of dark and curly hair, and this is derived from the word Kesa, which means hair. The suffix va is added to denote the beauty of the hair by a grammatical rule. So the word Keshava has so many meanings. Kesha also denotes the rays that emanate from the sun. Krishna is the source of the sun, the moon, and all the effulgent objects in the cosmos, and that is the reason why he is called Keshava. Adi Shankara presents support from Mahabharata, in which Krishna says, the rays that are emanating from me are called Kesas. So the learned Brahmins call me by that name, Keshava. In this line you have this beautiful phrase, Karuna Niketana, which means he is the abode of compassion or Karuna. An old devotee, Mr. S.N.K. Sundaram, was blessed by Bhagwan with his visit to his humble home, and an account of this was published in the February 1969 edition of Sanatana Sarathi. And Mr. Sundaram says, when Bhagwan graciously agreed to come to his humble abode, he remembers how his older brother, who had badly fractured his thigh bone, could not join the gathering properly, and he had to spend his life mostly on the bed. His movements were considerably restricted. So he was there in the house, in one corner of the house, in the rear hall, and when Bhagwan arrived and he started showering ananda on the people of the house who had assembled in the main hall, and as Bhagwan was doing this for some time, suddenly, unobserved, Bhagwan slipped off from the main room, and when nobody was conscious of Bhagwan's absence, Bhagwan straight went to the place where his older brother was, and this person actually did not have an opportunity to tell Swami about his brother or the condition that he was in. But the all-knowing Lord went to his older brother and asked him pointedly, "What? Your leg is not right yet?" And the reply he got was, "No, Swami." And Swami immediately materialized Vibhuti, the divine cure, and put a dot on his brother's forehead, and then placed a little on his palm with instructions to swallow. His sister brought in a glass of water for Bhagwan, and all this happened just within a few minutes, and Bhagwan came back to the main hall where all of them were seated. And later, when Mr. Sundaram approached Bhagwan, Swami just gave a pat on his back and said in Tamil, "I have set right your brother's leg." And immediately Sundaram exclaimed, "Oh Karuna Murti, oh embodiment of compassion." You know, he was choking with joy, gratitude and amazement, because his brother was incapacitated for so many weeks and months. For almost 6 months he was stuck to the wheelchair, and here was the Lord who had gone and in 6 minutes had cured him of his ailment. And within 3 days his brother started moving about on his legs within the house, and in 1 week he ventured into the garden, and in 1 month he was back to his daily constitutional 2 miles a day of walking. So that is the Karuna Niketana that we are talking about. In a trice, Bhagwan can remove our sorrows. Let me share another very beautiful incident which is recorded by Professor N. Kasturi, Bhagwan's biographer, in the book Loving God. So Anantappa was a peon who worked under Professor Kasturi in one of the colleges where he was employed. Though not very bright and sharp in worldly affairs, he was greatly devoted to Bhagwan. On one occasion, when Professor Kasturi was leaving from Puttaparthi, Bhagwan gave him a big portrait of his and said, "Take this and place it in the shrine of Anantappa." Anantappa lived in a mud hut amidst 100 such dwellings. His son and daughters rendered bhajans in an 8 feet by 6 feet room. Professor Kasturi installed the portrait given by Bhagwan in that shrine. And he says that it soon became a little prashant nilayam, and Anantappa would sit lost in silent meditation and conversing with Bhagwan on all that was concerning him. One daughter of this Anantappa was wedded to an employee of the Mysore Railways. They lived in one of the less equipped suburbs of Bangalore. This man unfortunately doubted his wife. Whenever his wife even opened the window, he was certain that the purpose was not pure. He thought his wife wanted to look at some other man. So, because of all these notions that he had about his wife, he kept his wife like a prisoner in his dark home and often even tortured her, and he would beat her and so on. And efforts by Anantappa and others to soften him and bring harmony in the family proved futile. Nothing was happening. So one day the poor wife told the husband, "Take me to Baba. You ask Baba, and if Baba says that I am faithful to you, then you keep me. And if Baba too says that I am not faithful to you, then I will immediately put an end to my life." So Anantappa and his wife went over to Bangalore, and they accompanied the daughter and son-in-law to Puttaparthi. Bhagwan told the hard-headed son-in-law during the interview that the girl was as pure as Mother Sita. But this was too much for the son-in-law to swallow. He lost his temper and he started accusing the girl of infidelity, and he demanded retribution. Bhagwan gently pushed him out of the room and closed the door. And then he told Anantappa, "Don't worry. This man can be pacified. He's a good fellow. They will live happily. I will do something." So the entire group reached Penukonda station too late to catch the day train. So they stayed on at the station itself until midnight. And the son-in-law discreetly stayed apart, and he was chewing his rage against gurus and all these godmen, and he was planning his tit-for-tat and all that. When at last the train steamed in, he loaded Anantappa and his wife and his daughter into a third-class compartment. But he approached the guard for permission to sleep in the first-class coach, since every berth there was empty. And he told the guard that no first-class passenger would board the train during night. The guard knew this was true and he agreed, for the man was a railway employee and he was travelling free. The rest of the story was told by the guard himself on a later occasion to Professor Kasturi. So when the train pulled up an hour and a half later at a particular station, the son-in-law, who was in the first-class coach, leaped out in great pain, wailing aloud, "Ayo, ayo, ayo!" So he was massaging his cheeks with his palms, and the guard ran towards him, and the porters followed him. They wanted to find out what happened, why is he screaming, "Ayo, ayo!" And soon there was a sizable crowd around the son-in-law. They asked him, "What happened? Is anybody else there in the coach? Who was hurting you? Who slapped you? Why are your cheeks so red?" and all that. So between sobs and groans, you know, the son-in-law started telling them the story. And he said how when the train was still running, suddenly the lights went off in his coach, and all of a sudden everything went ablaze in his coach. And the place became deep red, and Bhagwan Baba appeared in the coach, filling the entire compartment. And then he saw that he was being beaten from all sides. He said, there was this voice constantly asking me this question, won't you believe me when I say that your wife is innocent? Stop beating her. Your wife is my child. And even as this message was being told to him again and again, he was being slapped, he was being beaten till the whole message got drilled into him. And when that happened, the red light went off and it became all white. After this incident, the son-in-law became a changed man. Much later, when Professor Kasturi met him, this son-in-law admitted his fault and he apologized for his impudence and he confessed that he deserved the chastisement from Bhagwan himself. And he also said how every month now, the first thing he did was to hand over his entire salary to his wife and just receive only a little money as pocket money. His trust on his partner increased multifold and harmony came back into the family. So that is how Bhagwan helped this little peon, Anantappa, who worked in Professor Kasturi's college. The Lord can go to any extent for His devotee because He is Karuna Niketana and He is Janardana. He will look after every soul and He knows how to bring every soul onto the right path. And He is the one who is the effulgent one. He is the Keshava who knows how to bring light into the darkness there in every heart. So that is the meaning of Karuna Niketana, Krishna, Janardana, Keshava. Again, Karuna Niketana, Krishna, Keshava. We love singing these lines. We love the way words and phrases have been used to make it poetic and rhythmic. So that is the beauty of this line. And let's move on to the last line of this bhajan. Shri Madhusudana Murali Mohana Madhava.
Sri Madhusudana Murali Mohana Madhava.
Sri Madhusudana Murali Mohana Madhava. Shri is often used term of respect in Sanskrit. Madhusudana is another name of Lord Krishna. This again is one of the 1000 names in the sacred Vishnu Sahasranamam. It means he who slayed the evil demon Madhu. Now, Madhu is a term used in Vedanta or philosophy to refer to the fruits of actions. So that is one meaning. And since the Lord destroys the effects of the fruits of our actions, whoever meditates on the Lord is freed from the fruits, from the consequences of their actions. And that is the reason why the Lord is hailed as Madhusudana. Madhu also means something which is sweeter than honey. And for all of us, what is sweeter than honey? It is our ego. So because the Lord destroys our ego, He is called Madhusudana. Murali refers to the flute that Lord Krishna played, and Lord Krishna is often identified with the flute, Murali Mohana. And we know that Murali or the flute is the ideal way of becoming an instrument of the Lord. The Murali is hollow, no ego. The Murali exists only for the Lord to breathe through it and produce the melody of purity. If we can also become that hollow, then we too can become an instrument of the Lord. And because the Lord converts us into a Murali, into a person who slowly gets rid of this feeling of I and me and mine. He is Madhusudana and he is Murali Mohana. Madhava means the one who is the master of nature, who is the master of illusion, master of Maya. Because Ma also refers to the mother and refers to Mother Earth, refers to Mother Nature. So the Lord is the master of creation. The Lord is the master of everything in the universe and he's the most enchanting one. That's why he's Mohana and he is the one who makes us enchanting by removing the ego in us, and that is how making us lovely instruments in his hand, and that is why he's Murali Mohana. So again, another very beautiful line where you have Madhu, Murali, Mohana, Madhava. So that is how beautifully these lines of this bhajan are composed. So we can go on taking every phrase of this bhajan and, you know, sharing stories, sharing experiences, sharing reflections, and that is something that all of us have to do in our own way, so that this bhajan, when we sing, becomes a bhajan sadhana, becomes a way for us to cleanse our impurities and improve the purity quotient in our hearts. Bhajans should lead towards that purity, that serenity, that sublimity. So let's sing this bhajan once again, along with the students in Prashant and Nilayam, and be lost in the beauty and the melody of this lovely composition.
Ravi Kula Mandana Rajiva Lochana Raghava,
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 Vasudeva Nandana Bandha Vimochana Vasudeva, Vasudeva Nandana Bandha Vimochana Vasudeva, Ravi Kula Mandana Rajiva Lochana Raghava,
Ravi Kula Mandana Rajiva Lochana Raghava,
Karuna Niketana Krishna Janardana Keshava, Karuna Krishna Janardana Keshava, Shri Madhusudana Murali Mohana Madhava, Madhusudana Murali Mohana Madhava, Ravi Kula Mandana Rajiva Lochana Raghava, Vasudeva Nandana Bandha Vimochana Vasudeva, Ravi Kula Mandana Rajiva Lochana Raghava,
Ravi Kula Mandana Rajiva Lochana Raghava,
Karuna Niketana Krishna Janardana Keshava, Madhusudan Murali Mohana Madhava,
Shri Madhusudan Murali Mohana Madhava,
Ravi Kula Mandana Rajiva Lochana Raghava.
So that brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to us. Our email ID is listener@radiosai.org. If you want to WhatsApp us instantly your feedback, you can do that too. Send your comments to 9393258258. Once again, 9393258258. Thank you so much for being with us through this beautiful journey. We offer this program at His lotus feet with deep humility and love.
Thank you. to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
पूछो ना कैसी है मेरी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। अरे पूछो ना कैसी है साईं माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ। मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ। मैं अपना लक्ष्य छोड़ दूँ, हर एक रिश्ता तोड़ दूँ, तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है, मैं संसार भी छोड़ दूँ। तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है, मैं संसार भी छोड़ दूँ। गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। अरे गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। वृंदावन के फूल है माँ, तुम में समा जाए माँ। वृंदावन के फूल है माँ, तुम में समा जाए माँ। दिल में बसने वाली साई माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ। अरे पूछो ना कैसी है साईं माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ।